This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line if you'd like to weigh in, talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Lori.
And recently, I read a book called We Have Been Harmonized. I found this book because Ian one night recommended to me this book about called Dear Leader, which is about a North Korea defector who described what it was like to live in North Korea. And that got me curious about what it was like to live in communist China. And I found that there was a book released just last year called We Have Been Harmonized that was about this very subject. I would recommend the book, except for the fact that it almost completely loses steam about halfway through. And it's been sitting on my coffee table for like 2 months now. And I just cannot be bothered to finish reading it because it, like I said, it loses steam and becomes very boring and very repetitious. But it alerted me to several things happening. It allowed me to see what China was doing from the perspective of a Chinese dissident, which may seem like an obvious thing, considering it's a book written by a Chinese dissident, but China does have a plan here, according to this dissident. I don't know how much of it is alarmism or just, you know, someone who was a neocon who came to the United States and started trying to, you know, drum up warmongering and fearmongering nonsense. But it's interesting to read what China is actually doing and the reasons why they're doing it, especially Xi Jinping, or Winnie the Pooh, as I prefer to call him, because he's reintroducing a lot of the Cultural Revolution-style things that took place in China and a lot of older Chinese people still remember and are still afraid of. But they do, according to this particular book, have larger plans for global control. It doesn't necessarily say they intend to use their military to, you know, take over countries or things like that, because honestly, that would be out of character for China. When I think of warmongering nations, I don't generally think of China as one of them. But interesting things are happening in China and Taiwan and Japan and North Korea, and I think it's all worth talking about. And I have several stories about all of this. Now, recently, the Chinese Navy piloted, I think, 4 warships into the Alaskan Special Economic Zone. I don't remember exactly the terminology they used, but it wasn't U.S. territorial waters. It was just something the U.S. monitored, I guess. And, of course, the U.S. didn't do anything about it other than send out some Coast Guard ships to make sure, you know, everything was fine and they weren't attacking or anything like that. So nothing ultimately happened except some drama where China said that, you know, hey, we're going to take some ships to Hawaii. We hope you continue talking all of this free travel nonsense like you do about the South China Sea. To which the U.S. Coast Guard tweeted, because that's how the world communicates now, saying something like, we've been upholding the right to free travel on the sea since before the People's Liberation Army even existed. So it's interesting what's going on. Taiwan is currently doing war games, planning for a Chinese invasion, evidently. And from what I've read, it doesn't seem impossible that China is in fact planning to invade Taiwan, but we won't know until it happens. Fighter jets practiced landing on a highway in southern Taiwan on Wednesday as part of an annual live-fire military exercise that stimulates defending the island against an invasion by China. So this is something they do yearly and not anything to be particularly in arms about. Democratic Taiwan lives under constant threat of invasion by Beijing. I don't know how true that is. Which claims the island as part of its territory and has vowed to one day seize it by force if necessary. Military, and of course, this is mainstream media, and part of their job is to drum up a lot of fear, especially in regard to China. So take all of these statements with a grain of salt. I don't know about China claiming that they're going to take Taiwan by force if necessary, but that's what they're alleging. Military tensions have risen to their highest in decades under President Xi Jinping, with China now routinely sending fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers into Taiwan's air defense zone and state media regularly publicizing invasion drills. But as I've learned recently, it may not be true that they flew bombers into Taiwan's air defense zone, which you would think of as, you know, Taiwanese airspace. They just sort of flew them near Taiwanese airspace, not actually into their airspace. I don't know. There's conflicting reports, just like there are about everything else. On Wednesday morning, various Taiwanese fighter jets, as well as an early warning aircraft, practiced taking off and landing on a provincial highway in Pingtung County. An invasion of Taiwan would be a hugely costly and difficult endeavor, but Beijing has increasingly closed the military gap in recent years, and Xi has made no secret of his desire to see the island taken. Last year, Chinese jets and bombers made a record 380 incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone, which presumably, like the United States, has this little economic zone that extends beyond its actual territorial claims. That's probably the case here. The number of incursions for the first 8 months of this year has already exceeded 400. The previous biggest incursion, which was 25 jets, was in April after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned China not to attempt to change the status quo of Taiwan. Apparently, Taiwan has an aging fighter fleet and a number of fatal accidents in recent years as its air force is kept under constant pressure from China. And on that note, Chinese state-run newspaper is claiming that warships are soon going to be near Hawaii. Of course, this is a state-run newspaper in China, and their job is to spew propaganda on behalf of the Chinese government, much like the article we just read was spewing propaganda on behalf of the U.S. government, anti-Chinese propaganda, to be specific. But, I mean, really, the people in China are so limited in what they can and can't know that the Chinese government could just declare that they did it, and the people in China wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it so much military action is just, like, posturing? Like, two guys standing outside of a bar, like, want to go?
Yeah,
like, over and over
exactly.
Again at each other.
That's a great way to describe it.
I would prefer that over the actual war, though.
Well, they do that until, you know, tensions are so high. And
yeah.
Or they clumsily fight each other until they get too tired.
Or they could all just chill out. Have they ever tried that? Just chill out?
No, they have not.
Just do some MDMA and hang out together, and that would put an end to war. Or, my preferred idea, if Xi Jinping and President Biden want to fight, give them some boxing gloves, and let's do this, man.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, they're bringing millions of other people into this.
Right.
Billions of other people.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with this. How about if you two have beef, why don't you settle it?
You need all your homies to jump in, you know?
Yeah. I would legit pay to see a boxing match between Joe Biden and almost anyone else, but definitely the whatever position he holds in China. I guess he's
the president, right? Did they
even bother calling it the president in China? I don't remember.
Isn't he like their god or whatever?
Very, very much so.
How many wars would we actually fight if they actually had to fight?
Probably zero.
Less, much less.
Yeah. Now, this possible war with China, I don't know what would happen if China decides to actually take Taiwan. Because the U.S. military is supposed to do whatever it can to defend Taiwan. And evidently, the U.S. government, the Australian government, and the United Kingdom government had now come to some sort of new agreement that seems almost entirely aimed at letting China know, hey, we're in this together. So, Chinese warships could soon show up near Hawaii and Guam, according to China's state-run newspaper, The Global Times. The newspaper said warships could be on their way, following claims that the U.S. Navy challenged international waters near Beijing, which also may or may not have happened. We probably will never know. The Global Times editor-in-chief tweeted, hopefully when Chinese warships pass through the Caribbean Sea or show up near Hawaii and Guam one day, the U.S. will uphold the same standard of freedom of navigation. That day will come soon. The U.S. Navy responded to the tweet, because that's how diplomacy works now, and I hate everything about it, saying they continue to uphold freedom of navigation and pointed out that Chinese spy ships have sailed freely near Hawaii in the past. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard recently released pictures of an operation near Alaska last month in which crews encountered four Chinese warships operating in international waters roughly 60 miles off U.S. soil. saying, while the ships were within the U.S. exclusive economic zone, whatever the hell that means, they followed international laws and norms and at no point entered U.S. territorial waters, officials said. So the Chinese government not doing anything particularly aggressive, the U.S. government not particularly doing anything aggressive, but for some reason they're engaged in this juvenile measuring contest, and it's stupid. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. There's more about China and the U.S., Australia, and United Kingdom, their new security partnership. We're going to get into that, but I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. There's some short videos there. Just take you a couple of minutes to learn about this important world-changing technology. It's almost impossible that anyone listening to this show has not heard about Bitcoin at this point. I mean, especially from us, but just around the world in general, it's what people are talking about. Because it is changing the world. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. Take a couple of minutes out of your day to learn about it. But if you already know about cryptocurrency, then check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news and headlines that's relevant to you. All of that on a sleek, easy-to-use website that's Bitcoin.com. Now, this, I don't understand why the United States, Australia, and the United Kingdom need a new security partnership. Isn't it already kind of clear that if one of these three nations is at war with another nation, then all three of them are?
Yeah, isn't that kind of the whole point?
Yeah. Aren't they all in NATO as well?
I think so.
I would be surprised.
I thought so, yeah.
I know the U.S. and the United Kingdom are in NATO. I would be shocked if Australia wasn't. But they have a new security partnership now, seeking to strengthen stability in the Indo-Pacific region as China, quote, expands its military might and influence. Ooh, scary things. They have influence. President Joe Biden announced the formation of a new security partnership between those three countries. Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia and Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom joined Biden virtually for the announcement of the partnership. Because they're scared of COVID, presumably, don't want to travel internationally. Today, we're taking another historic step to deepen and formalize cooperation among all three of our nations because we all recognize the imperative of ensuring peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region over the long term, Biden said from the East Room of the White House. This is about investing in our greatest source of strength, our alliances, Biden said. This initiative is about making sure that each of us has the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. Now, they say officially that this has nothing to do with China, but everything they're saying here suggests to me that they're directing this at China.
Right.
The formation of the trio comes as U.S. and United Kingdom end their 20-year military involvement in Afghanistan. 20 years too late, I would point out. A decision Biden has said will allow the U.S. to focus on emerging threats from Russia and China.
Surprise, surprise.
So they withdrew the troops from Afghanistan so that they would have them to use on Russia and China. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not want to be part of the United States when it goes to war with Russia and China.
You could have ended that sentence way earlier. Yeah. I don't want to be part of the United States.
Exactly.
That's absolutely true, and that's one of the reasons I'm involved in, you know, the New Hampshire Independence Project, but a war between Australia, United States, and the United Kingdom, and probably the rest of the European Union, against China and Russia and their allies, sounds like it would be one of the most devastating things in human history.
Mm-hmm.
I want no part in that whatsoever. The United States and United Kingdom will also assist Australia in acquiring nuclear-powered submarines, which will allow Australia's Navy to help counter Chinese nuclear-powered vessels in the region, saying this will give Australia the capability for their submarines to basically deploy for longer periods. They're quieter, they're more capable, and they will allow us to sustain and to improve deterrence across the Indo-Pacific. So they're arming Australia in preparation, presumably, for conflict with China, because surprisingly, the Biden administration has openly said that they intend to use the troops that they pulled out of Afghanistan to focus on emerging threats from Russia and China.
I knew that was going to happen. I'm surprised they're admitting it.
I'm also surprised. Early.
Do they say what these threats are, or just because they're going to have the same stuff we have, and that can't happen?
It's essentially that. I think China is set to surpass the United States economically by 2030, and the U.S. government wants to prevent that because the only thing the U.S. government really has going for it is that it's the economic powerhouse of the world. If it loses that status, then it's just another country like the United Kingdom or Germany. It's not the world leader anymore. It's not the world's superpower, first and foremost, you know. So the United States wants to hold on to that status.
I mean, how do they think they can, though, when the dollar is trash because they just keep printing more money?
I don't know.
I just read an article about that was theorizing that China was using the COVID pandemic to become the new world's economic and military stronghold. So.
The U.S., Australia, and the United Kingdom also plan to deepen technology sharing across emerging security arenas like cyber, artificial intelligence, and quantum technology. Artificial intelligence, by the way, China is definitely one of the foremost countries in that research. And it's something that Winnie the Pooh over there cares a lot about. He's investing a lot of money in it because they want to use artificial intelligence to remove the human element from their dictatorship, where they can just let the artificial intelligence handle most of it for them, like identifying potential suspects, potential criminals, that sort of thing.
That's
and
terrifying.
Convicting them from a thought crime before they can actually get to the point of doing anything that would offend the Chinese government.
Mm.
It's weird over there, man. Like, I don't remember the exact place. I think it's a church in China, which a church in China you can't actually be religious at, but they use facial recognition on their toilet paper dispensers. I think it gives you, I think it was 20 squares every 9
what?
Minutes.
What?
Yeah. So if you what? Need more than 20 squares, you have to wait 9 minutes. It's all about rationing it, right?
I feel like the money it took to develop that, they could have just given people unlimited toilet paper.
I mean, you like, just go with a friend.
You spent all this money to develop this weird software, and it's like, just let people have the toilet paper, man. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, they can use the software for all sorts of other things now, like, you know, identifying people in the Uyghur province, and, oh, that person, he had a meeting with that person. They need to both go off to the gulags or whatever, the re-education camps, as they call them in China.
Well, and like, you know, they fetishize controlling every aspect of everyone's life, so that's just further doing that.
And they're very good at it.
Yeah.
And that was the part of We Have Been Harmonized that I found most fascinating. Once it started talking about, you know, the Chinese plan for global supremacy or whatever, that was about when I stopped paying attention and stopped reading the book. But when it was talking about the many technologies being deployed in China to control and monitor the average citizen, that was when I found it most fascinating.
The fact that the U.S. is going to share its cybersecurity technology with Australia, though, is a little bit scary because Australia is such a nanny state now.
Oh, that's true. They are a full-blown police state.
Yeah,
Australia is in China.
Yeah.
Right. So the official within the Biden administration said, I do want to just underscore very clearly that this partnership is not aimed or about any one country. It's about advancing our strategic interests, upholding the international rules-based order, and promoting peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. Now, I don't know about you, but I never thought about the military as being the best group of people to promote peace. Mm-hmm. Their jobs kind of require there to not be peace. Otherwise, you don't need them. Just like how cops require crime in order for them to justify their jobs, soldiers need war to justify their jobs. So if you want peace, you don't send the military to promote it. But what are your thoughts? Is war with China and Russia inevitable, as this article seems to be suggesting? I certainly hope not. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden announced on Wednesday that the United States is joining a new Indo-Pacific Security Alliance with Britain and Australia. The alliance will expand the sharing of information on issues like artificial intelligence and defense capabilities. The president speaking about the alliance.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats.
The creation of the new security alliance comes as the U.S.-China relationship becomes more tense. Top Olympic gymnasts are demanding accountability from the FBI in the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. Many athletes blaming the FBI for not aggressively pursuing an investigation of Nassar, who was a USA gymnastics team doctor. USA Radio News. President Biden is promoting his new vaccine mandate. Biden meeting with a group of business leaders at the White House and saying vaccine requirements work. He insisted it will help beat the pandemic while aiding the ongoing economic recovery. The Biden plan requires companies with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations. Some Republican-led governors have vowed to challenge any vaccine mandates in court. California Governor Gavin Newsom survives his recall election.
Landslide victory. The recall of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, winning roughly 66% of the vote, has defeated Republican challenger Larry Elder. Nearly a million votes went to other candidates.
And expressed themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division, by rejecting the cynicism, by rejecting so much of the negativity that's defined our politics.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and man, do I hate autoplay videos. That's what was just happening. I clicked the wrong tab, and it automatically started playing a video. I thought that all of the tabs were muted by default. I'm going to have to look into those settings, because that doesn't appear to be the case. So that random person talking just now from one of these stupid autoplay videos. And, oh, look, they're nice enough to play the video, but they won't let me read the article. Instead, they have a pop-up here requiring me to turn off an ad blocker before I can read their stupid article that autoplays videos, whether I like it or not. Autoplay is the worst thing to ever happen to the internet. No, it's not. There are a lot of really bad things that have happened to the internet. However, autoplay is one of them. If I want to watch a video, I will click the play button. You're not going to click it for me. So just let's put an end to autoplay forever. And never, ever return to it.
I think it's a advertising money grab. I think that like 4 seconds or something like that is all they need to get revenue.
Yeah.
Saying that you watched it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be trusted to watch the video, so they have to play it for you.
You don't know what you like or what you need.
See, but I think it wouldn't it be more valuable to them? Like, hey, this person didn't just watch 4 seconds of the video. They actually clicked to play it. They wanted to watch our video.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to watch their video, so then they get nothing.
A lot of really bad things have been on the internet, though. Trackers most people aren't even aware of. If you use the Chrome extension Ghostery, don't use it anymore because now it only allows your settings to be stored in the cloud, which defeated the entire point of Ghostery. But it shows you how many ad trackers there are that are just monitoring what you're interested in and sharing it with one another. They're all over the place. These sites like Ranker and Scribd and stuff like that that generate these
these lists, 27 memes that will make you laugh or whatever, and then they give you one per page,
mm-hmm.
and you have to click the next one.
That's
and then
the
every
worst.
Few, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It finally has gone away, I've noticed, but for like the last 4 years, that was everywhere. Some of these sites, I don't remember what I was attempting to do, but I was looking at one of them, and the total amount of screen space that was dedicated to the actual content that I was trying to read was like 12%.
Mm-hmm.
There was a giant social media sharing window at the bar at the top and another one down there at the bottom. There were ads on the left. There were ads in the center of the page. There were ads everywhere. The actual content was this little narrow strip where they could fit like 6 words per line because everything else was covered up with just crap. And it was common on the internet for the last several years. And autoplay is the new whatever terminology you'd want to use for that. Although autoplay has also been going on for several years now. And I just wish it would stop. I shouldn't have to turn on auto mute by default, right? You should just not autoplay your video.
You would hope.
But anyway, we talked recently about a hospital in New York that is having to close its maternity ward because it's not going to have a staff after September 24th sufficient to deliver babies. Presumably that just means it's going to ship pregnant women off to other hospitals. I don't exactly know. But it's worse than that in Texas.
Yeah, it says that this Texas hospital, the entire hospital, faces closure over vaccine mandate. This is coming from the CEO. Nearly 140 rural hospitals have closed since 2010 in the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
I hate to interrupt, but I closed that tab because it pissed me off by autoplaying a video. And what happened? The very next tab started autoplaying a stupid video.
And I noticed that, too. They'll take turns. The other day I was closing tabs, and each one as I would close it, a new one like YouTube or something would start randomly playing.
Yeah, it's
annoying. Like you can't get away from it.
You can't. This one at least is muted, so there is that.
That's nice. It's almost as annoying as the federal government forcing people to inject mysterious substances in their body under threat of being fired from their jobs.
That is annoying, yes.
I hate when that happens.
I mean, if that's what it takes for me to get fired from my other job, though, I'm all for it. Yes, thank you, President Biden. I've finally been, because I'm trying to get fired there.
I hear you. At this point, I'm like, you know what? Just fire me.
I don't even care anymore. It's not even just firing from your job, though. It's like you can't get on a plane. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to your work. You can't do anything.
Well,
that
they
you
haven't
know.
Done that yet.
New York is doing that.
Okay, true. But it hasn't been done federally. Well, that's all the more reason I don't go to New York if I can help it.
Right.
But apparently, Dr. Fauci is saying that Biden does have the authority to require vaccinations in order to fly or cross interstate borders and stuff like that. I don't know if he
Since
does or
when?
Not.
Nobody has the authority to tell me to do anything with my body except for me.
Yeah.
So
how about that?
Yeah.
So the Biden administration is taking steps to require millions of American workers, including certain healthcare workers, to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The plan requires those who work at hospitals and other types of medical facilities that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Brownfield, Texas.
So that's different from his 100 employees requirement.
Yeah, so it's different with the healthcare because basically he said, listen, if you accept, or they weren't going to get Medicare and Medicaid funding if they didn't force all of the employees to get vaccinated.
Well,
so that
how's
was
that
big
working
thing.
Out for them?
Yeah, not very well, apparently.
Which is, I mean, it's a positive sign to hear this, that there are so many people in the healthcare industry who are opposed to this nonsense, and many of them aren't anti-vaccine. I'm certainly not anti-vaccine.
I'm not.
I got my dog vaccinated today.
Yeah.
But, and I've had many vaccines myself. However, this thing that we're talking about here, the mRNA, quote, vaccine, doesn't really appear to be a vaccine. You can still get COVID-19. You can still spread COVID-19. You can still get hospitalized from COVID-19. And you can still die from COVID-19. We have a story coming up about that. This vaccinated lady dies, and her family, in a shocking display of lack of humanity, chooses to use her obituary to blame the unvaccinated for their mother's death.
Yeah.
But she was vaccinated!
Twice.
Yeah, which kind of, you know, defeats the purpose of the vaccine. And any doctor or nurse who isn't stupid and sees all of this nonsense will not support this. Yeah. But it seems like a lot of them are just, I don't know if people are so tired and worn down from what we've been through in healthcare the past 2 years, or if they're just mindless zombie robots. I don't know what's up. But there are so many doctors and nurses that are supporting the vaccine mandate, and it's crazy. Like, if they would open their eyes and see what's really going on in our hospitals, and that people that are vaccinated are still getting COVID, still dying from COVID, still being hospitalized from COVID, it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, and it surprises me that it even has to be pointed out to people. Hey, look,
yeah.
If I have to get vaccinated for your vaccine to work, then your vaccine doesn't work, so why should I get it? But they just can't make that simple connection because they've been brainwashed by the media into believing that the vaccines work, because they keep saying the vaccines, they yeah. work well, they're very effective, but you can still get COVID, you can still spread yeah. COVID. But a lot of these people who are pro-vaccine mandates and pro-vaccine, they don't even know the truth is that they can still get and spread COVID-19.
Yeah, mixing all of that propaganda with all of the fear-mongering is just a recipe for, like, blind compliance.
Mm-hmm. And it has worked, and it's turned people against one another in shocking levels. I didn't yeah. expect it to be this effective.
It's horrifying.
The vaccinated are increasingly angry at the unvaccinated. It's like, dude,
right.
I don't care that you can get as mad as you want. That doesn't give you the right to make me do something.
But I think that's all. I don't think that's real. I think it's mostly propaganda. I'm sure there are some vaccinated people who are crazy and who, like, are trying to force this on other people. But all of the people that I work with, like all of the nurses that are vaccinated, most of them, or at least when we're talking to one another, they're like, no, like, if you don't want to get it, like, you shouldn't be forced to get it. Like, I got it, but that's because I wanted it.
That's the vibe I get at my other job as well. Most people there know that I'm not actually vaccinated. I just pretend to be because then I don't have to wear a mask and I can just do my job, and everyone just sort of goes along with it.
Right.
But no one there is trying to pressure me to actually get vaccinated. They don't care.
Yeah. And I find that's most of what happened. And it's like, if healthcare workers that are vaccinated aren't pressuring you to get the vaccine, it's like, come on, everybody else, just stop being crazy. Like, it's okay. People should be able to make decisions about their own bodies.
I definitely think that anyone who worked through the last 18 months or worked through 12 of the last 18 months has earned their right. I mean, they've done it. They worked through the pandemic, man. They put themselves at risk so that you could stay at home. Shut up and stop telling these people what to do with their bodies. 603-283-6160. More about this Texas hospital closure.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch with you and learn about your needs. And while you're there, pick up some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R-Coin.org. We actually had Greg with us on for the better part of an hour Monday night. Greg is the founder of Intercoin.org. And one of the really exciting aspects for the project for me is the fact that they intend to create a user-friendly way for people to use cryptocurrency, because there has been a lot of progress regarding cryptocurrency ease of use within the last several years. AnyPay made it incredibly easy to send and receive payments, as did BitPay, to give credit where it's due. But wallets are still kind of clunky, even if you know what you're doing. Some of the best user experiences I've ever had were probably on the Edge wallet, but it certainly wasn't seamless or perfect. And hopefully, in order for cryptocurrency to become, you know, just truly mainstream, it does have to be more user-friendly, which means the Lightning Network will never work because it's the most user-unfriendly thing I've ever done. And Intercoin.org, they're actually working on making cryptocurrency user-friendly, so check them out. That's Intercoin.org. Now, we were talking during the break about the Great Reset, and I'm honestly, I don't know what the hell is going on with COVID-19. Everything I can tell suggests that this was, in fact, a lab-created virus in Wuhan that may or may not have been released accidentally or purposefully. I don't know. But either way, they engineered this virus and they unleashed it into the world. Then they produced a vaccine against it in record time, by the way, using a novel technology that had never been used or applied before. Then enough people didn't get it. And this vaccine, by the way, it doesn't actually protect you from getting COVID-19 or from getting hospitalized or from dying from COVID-19. Doesn't appear to really do anything for COVID-19 other than, you know, perhaps make you miscarry or screw with your period or whatever. I don't know what
if there's a shadow agenda, you know, this global elite, the Illuminati, whatever you would like to call them, I don't know if there's some sort of conspiracy here, but if there is, I can't figure out what their endgame could possibly be. We were talking during the break about the possibility that, you know, all of the vaccinated in 5 to 10 years, some people think, are just going to drop dead, presumably as a result of the vaccine or whatever. But that's a bad plan, because it just leaves people like us. It just leaves the rebels and the libertarians behind. So the alternative could be, okay, well, maybe there's a super version of COVID-19 that they also developed in a lab that actually is deadly and will actually kill the unvaccinated while leaving the vaccinated untouched. I don't know, man. I really don't. I wouldn't even know there was a pandemic, though, if it wasn't in the news all the time. So it's strange. I don't know what the hell is going on. But it's a strange world we live in, man.
In 2 years, when all of your vaccinated neighbors turn into zombies, you heard it here first. Just know I warned you.
Maybe it's just to see who will comply. Maybe it's just to see who will do it and get their little fuzzy feeling from getting their Facebook sticker on their profile.
It could be that. I mean, let's see. Are people stupid enough to get a vaccine against a virus that almost certainly won't kill them and get this vaccine knowing that it won't actually prevent them from getting and spreading and dying from this very undeadly virus? Are people really that stupid to comply with us when we issue those edicts? And the answer seems to be
yeah. Based on my research, yes.
Because the government administrations, they've admitted that you can still get COVID-19, you can still die from COVID-19. The hospitals, et cetera, saying that, no, most of the people we have hospitalized right now are unvaccinated, but we don't know if that's actually true or not, or if they're just making stuff up.
You're considered unvaccinated for 2 weeks after you've been vaccinated. So all the people in the hospital are probably vaccinated, and their weakened immune system from the COVID-19 vaccine trashing their immune system is probably what got them sick.
And I have to understand, I can't wrap my mind around why people care in the first place. Okay, you said you wanted the unvaccinated to die of COVID-19 because that's what they deserve. Okay, so the hospitals are filled with the unvaccinated dying of COVID-19. That's what we get. That's the choice we made.
Yeah, but I sneezed and now I can't go to the emergency room because it's full of people.
There have certainly been stories about that. By the way, I got some ivermectin today.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it was for my dog. It was for heartworms. Yeah. Obviously, I gave it to my dog. But
everybody knows that the horse ivermectin is better than the dog ivermectin.
Presumably. No one ever talked about, hey, you know, they sell heartworm medications right there at Walmart.
I've heard in my rabbit groups that some places like Tractor Supply are making you show them pictures of you with your animal.
Oh my God.
That you can buy ivermectin.
Do you want me to bring my horse there?
Right.
Well, Joe Rogan and Howard Stern are having a back and forth about ivermectin. Joe Rogan, of course, recently had COVID-19 and he recovered within a few days. He took a bunch of drugs, including ivermectin. I'm like, dude, why? You're relatively young and healthy. You'll be fine.
Yeah, he would have been fine either way. They trashed him in the media for doing that.
Yeah, but
he's being drugged through the mud right now.
And now he can say, if he wants to, that he's only alive because he took ivermectin.
Yeah.
And he has no evidence to support that, sure. But neither do all of the vaccinated people who got COVID-19 and who are out there saying on Twitter, the only reason I didn't die from COVID-19 was thanks to my vaccination. You have no evidence to support that either. And Rogan has no evidence to support that ivermectin helped him. But sure, you can make that claim if you want.
It's silly that people are like, oh, horse wormer, because it's actually prescribed by doctors to humans, ivermectin.
Yeah.
For things.
For viruses.
And parasites and, like, it's actually used for humans, too, sometimes. It's just, you can't get it for humans without a prescription, just like penicillin for
right?
your fish.
Yeah,
you can buy penicillin for your fish.
Exactly. And it just, when people say stuff like that, like, oh, you're taking a horse dewormer, it really just proves that they're uneducated and they have no clue what they're talking about.
They're just parroting things that they heard on the internet by somebody else.
Exactly.
And as a result of the vaccine mandates that they've put forward, even though the vaccine doesn't really seem to help, hospitals are losing staff. Everyone is already losing staff.
Yeah.
Everyone is already short-staffed, and it's appalling to work in some of these fields. You're also in one of these majorly short-staffed.
Yeah.
Your job is much more high-pressure.
And a place that you don't want to be understaffed is probably a hospital. Like, McDonald's, yeah, it sucks. They close the McDonald's down the street, like, whatever. If they close the hospital, the only hospital in your area for, like, a 100-mile radius, yeah, that's kind of a big deal. So in Brownfield, Texas, Regional Medical Center, a rural hospital will lose up to 25% of its employees if the vaccine mandate is enforced. CEO Jerry Jasper told KCBD, losing these workers would probably shut down the hospital because some nurses have already quit to take jobs with nursing agencies that offer higher pay, according to the report. Not complying with the vaccine mandate and losing Medicare and Medicaid funding isn't an option for Brownfield Medical Regional Medical Center
either. But closing is a better option?
Well, they literally won't be able to function without the... It's like... Closing or closing, you know, they won't be able to function without Medicare or Medicaid funding.
They shouldn't have gotten themselves in that position where they were wards of the state needing state money in order to survive. Be better business people. You're a hospital. You charge $8,000 for a saline IV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how are you going out of business?
But everybody has Medicare and Medicaid. That's the thing. I don't know a hospital in the country, like a big hospital, that doesn't accept Medicare and Medicaid. So this means it's literally going to be countrywide. So it's insane. And it's like, if they don't accept it, they have to close. If they accept it, they have to fire all the employees and close. So it's like a lose-lose situation.
I learned about a doctor here in Keene today who does not take Medicare or Medicaid.
Yeah.
Or any form of insurance. They do, however... take cryptocurrency.
Yes, nice.
That doesn't help me at all, but I'm still going to make an appointment with this doctor and establish a relationship with them. They, you know, obviously, just pay them in cash because, hey, we have a doctor here who's pro, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but they're pro-cryptocurrency at the very least, and they're open-minded, and I want to give them my business. I don't even need a doctor, but if I need a doctor, it's good to have one that you already have some sort of relationship established with.
Yeah.
And they seem to be doing well, not dealing with insurance. I mean, it's just two people working there as well, because they don't need that massive amount of staff that basically just does paperwork.
Yeah.
I used to do IT work for a number of doctors, and I was always surprised by, there was one doctor, two people on staff who just sat there and did paperwork all day, every day. So when you cut out the insurance, you cut out a lot of the overhead. It's got to be significantly more profitable for them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it is.
But hospitals, of course, are different. And as you mentioned, a lot of people, if you're going to get hospitalized, it's not like me choosing to go see a doctor. You probably don't have a choice. What are your thoughts? I don't even know. Should Biden back off? Well, obviously. 603-283-6160. It's free talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.